From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Paris gunman identified. French anti-terrorism prosecutor Francois Mollon said that a handwritten note praising the so-called Islamic State militant group was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer Thursday in Paris. Mollon identified the attacker during a news conference Friday as Karim Choufri, a 39-year-old who had a long police record that included a previous attempted attack on police. Police arrested Choufri on Friday but were forced to release him because they lacked evidence for prosecution. The Islamic State group, which claimed responsibility through its news agency, identified the shooter as Abu Yusuf, the Belgian, calling him one of Islamic State's fighters. French media is reporting the attacker had been identified by police as a resident of Seine-et-Marne, who was imprisoned for several years for shooting at police officers in the early 2000s. Mollon said that police are still trying to determine if Choufri had any accomplices in the attack. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. The U.S. ambassador's comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism. At a Thursday news conference, President Trump spoke about Iran and the 2015 nuclear deal with Tehran.
It was a terrible agreement. It shouldn't have been signed. It shouldn't have been negotiated the way it was negotiated. I'm all for agreements, but that was a bad one, as bad as I've ever seen negotiated. They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement, I can tell you that. And we're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
This is VOA News. The UN Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent failed ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said are increased tensions in the region and beyond. The Security Council stance comes as the Trump administration signals it is running out of patience with North Korea, which continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. An Egyptian-American aid worker who was freed Thursday night after spending almost 3 years in Egyptian prison met with President Trump at the White House on Friday morning. Aya Hijazi and her husband Mohammed Hassanein, an Egyptian, were acquitted earlier this week of child abuse charges stemming from an aid organization they established to help street children in Egypt. The charges were widely decried by international human rights groups and the U.S. government. Trump and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi spoke about the case earlier this month, and the White House was able to negotiate Hijazi and her husband's release, along with four other humanitarian workers.
We are very happy to have Aya back home, and it's a great honor to have her in the Oval Office with her brother, and thank you very much.
Hijazi, a dual national, was born in Egypt and grew up in Falls Church, Virginia. That's a suburb just outside of Washington, D.C. The UN Refugee Agency reports that more than 11,000 Congolese have fled to the neighboring Angola, seeking refuge from an upsurge in violence between rebels and government forces in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai province. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports more than 1 million people have been displaced within the DRC since mid-August when conflict erupted in Kasai province. UNHCR spokesman Baba Baloche says more than 9,000 people have fled to Angola this month in fear of their lives as fighting has intensified.
The situation among arriving refugee children is dire, as around half of the arriving refugee population are children. Many of them are arriving malnourished and sick.
Baloche says some parents reportedly have sent their children to Angola, fearing they would be recruited as child soldiers by the militias in Kasai. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Heavy rains are falling in the country, putting vulnerable refugees, women, children, the elderly, and disabled at risk of becoming ill. The U.S. state of Arkansas has conducted its first execution of a prison inmate in 12 years. Liddell Lee, who was 51, was executed after the U.S. High Court rejected requests to stay the execution. Lee was convicted and sentenced to death for beating a woman to death with a tire iron in 1993. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.